Imagine the merging of trusted intelligence into a unified experience. Imagine collaboration amongst teams and across continents. Imagine an empowered ecosystem designed to deliver actionable insights that inspire growth and sustainability. That's the power of the Connect Industrial Intelligence Platform to help you see further, innovate faster, accomplish more. That's the Connect Effect. Learn more at thatstheconnecteffect.com.
Work management platforms. Ugh, endless onboarding, IT bottlenecks, admin requests. But what if things were different?
We found love in an open space.
Monday.com is different. No lengthy onboarding. Beautiful reports in minutes. Custom workflows you can build on your own. Easy to use prompt-free AI. Huh, turns out you can love a work management platform. Monday.com, the first work platform you'll love to use.
Trading shouldn't have barriers. When Robinhood started, it was built to make trading more accessible. Now, Robinhood offers more sophisticated trading tools. Experience the future of trading on Robinhood Legend, the all-new desktop platform that harnesses intuitive design to deliver a seamless experience for traders. Free to use with a Robinhood account. The future of trading is fast, powerful, and precise. Experience it now on Robinhood Legend. Sign up today. Investing is risky. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, is a registered broker-dealer. Other fees may apply.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily, where we bring you new ideas to spark your curiosity every day. I'm your host, Elise Hu. If you have kids or teenagers in your life, chances are you know about their favorite video games. Gaming is huge among Gen Z, and it's all about strategy, but also about the community built with other gamers. Laura Miele, president of entertainment and technology at the video game company Electronic Arts, believes that nurturing human connection in digital spaces is now more important than ever. In her 2024 talk, she shares why this is an exciting moment for humanity and why the video game industry is perfectly poised to lead the effort towards building deeper connections. And stick around after the talk for a brief Q&A between Laura and the host of TED Radio Hour, Manoush Zomorodi. That's all coming up.
I am so excited to be here to talk about gaming. There's been so many changes in this industry since I first started at Electronic Arts almost 30 years ago. Graphic fidelity is one of the most visible revolutions in games, but there have been so many others. Games have become social connection hubs, and games are now synonymous with pop culture. I mean, take Star Wars as an example. They've completely evolved their narrative universe based on over 10 games. TV adaptations like The Last of Us are winning Emmys for HBO. And our own awards show, the Game Awards, had over 120 million viewers last year. Now, for some context, if you take the Grammys, the Oscars, and the Emmys, times three, it doesn't add up to how many viewers we had in the Game Awards. That's incredible. Thank you. Yes, good for gaming. And this is good news for gaming. But I'm here to tell you, I think it's even better news for humanity. In a world where there's artificial intelligence, artificial interactions, having human connection is going to be more important than ever. And gaming is the perfect medium to connect us. AI and games have been synonymous with each other from the beginning. Remember those little ghosts in Pac-Man? Little pixelated opponents in Madden? Those may not seem very intelligent today, but that was our start. And today, AI, particularly generative AI, is going to be an exponential accelerator for making games, for how players interact with games, and how they personalize and create their own experiences. But AI is not the only thing driving change in the gaming industry and in society in general. Social media has transformed our lives. I mean, think about it. Hundreds of millions of interactions and transactions daily. Millions of followers. Social platforms. You would think we are more connected than we've ever been. But that's not the case. and being left to our own devices? Well, we have been left to our own devices. And there's emerging evidence to say that there's a trend happening that the Surgeon General is calling an epidemic of loneliness. The data says that people are having a hard time making and keeping friends more than ever. I mean, this is scary stuff. We all know that having belonging to a community and having a sense of belonging to each other is critical to our mental well-being. But don't worry, I'm here to tell you that games are going to save us. Games bring people together. That's what I love about them. They're creative, they're fun. People are creating together, sharing, expressing themselves, collaborating. This is what gaming can do. Games have always been my choice of media. Now, I love a great movie and reality TV as much as the next person, but nothing lights up your brain like a great game and interactive entertainment. I mean, even the World Health Organization, after years of skepticism about gaming, has come out to espouse the benefits of gaming. This was a massive turning point in public perception. It also spawned a lot of research around the benefits of gaming, including the power of play in 2023, where they surveyed 13,000 respondents in 12 countries to validate what many of us know, that gaming helps with critical skills, critical thinking, judgment, collaboration. But what I found most interesting was that 55% of the respondents said they play games to not feel alone or isolated. And I get it. I play games to not feel alone. In some of the happiest moments of my life, I was in isolation. About 20 years ago, my husband and I welcomed twins. We were so excited and so happy about this. But we were homebound for the first time in our lives. We quickly realized that the best way for social connection with our friends and family, and dare I say even each other, was through gaming. We quickly joined a family guild, and we played World of Warcraft for the first several years of our kids' lives. Now, I love most games, and I do. I love to play games, but nothing beats playing together. And people who play games together play for longer. Studies also show that people who play games and collaborate in games are actually more collaborative and more cooperative outside of games. That's pretty remarkable. Now, when I first started in the industry, I started a company called Westwood Studios. And I was responsible for our online community. And we had, this is back in 1996, we had, wait for it, 1 million players in our community, which was huge back then. It was huge. I thought we were really hot stuff. Fast forward to today, we have 700 million players in the network at EA. That's more than double the population of the US. Incredible, incredible number. But the magic number isn't actually 700 million. The magic comes when you play with 3 to 5 other people. And we call this your atomic network. And it's no accident that the atomic number is actually 3 to 5. There was a really interesting study that Colorado State University did with 6,000 respondents about loneliness. And what we know is that people on average, for history and now, today, people on average have about 4 to 5 friends, always. But today, the difference is people feel far less connected than they ever have. And they're longing for connection and to do things together. Now, another dimension of gaming that I love is that you can get to know each other playing games. Your personality and your skills are on full display when you play a game. Now, let's face it, most of us are not going to make it as a Navy SEAL in the real world, but that's why games are so much fun. You can role play this, right? So imagine, if you will, your squad is dropped into a remote location, you're fighting for survival, you're strategizing on the fly, all while the clock ticks away. Another good use of gaming could be compatibility test. Now, would I have married my husband if he wasn't such an upstanding guild member of World of Warcraft? We'll never know. Now, you may be in an atomic network now, or you may be looking for one. There are billions of gamers out there playing games. You can join Fortnite, Minecraft, The Sims, FC, the list is long. And sure, you might get chirped in the chat, but you also might meet the love of your life. So many people are ready to play. They're ready to enter epic worlds, epic adventures, meet amazing people. I really believe that games are the superior social platform of the future. They're immersive, active, engaging, and overwhelmingly fun. So yes, social media, technology, particularly AI, are going to drastically change our future, and particularly the relationships that we have with each other. So being intentional and maintaining human connection through games is an amazing path through. So this is a call to arms. Stop scrolling, pick up your game controller, jump into an epic world, live an amazing story, and go on an exciting adventure with 3 to 5 of your closest friends. It could just unite us all. Thank you.
I have a question. Talk to me about the hardware. Where do you see that progressing? I mean, we see people putting things on their heads. Are they going to be chips, brains? What's going to talk us through what you see?
Chips and brains, toasters, refrigerators. You can game everywhere. I think that gaming, I mean, there's already a broad spectrum of accessibility to game and interactive experiences today, and that's only going to expand significantly as time goes on. And what I love about gaming is how vast that spectrum actually is. And I think the future you can still pick up your mobile device, play word puzzles with friends, to fast forward, put on, to your point, goggles, glasses. You will feel like you are actually in that landscape and in those worlds. It will be super immersive and super connected, which I think is only going to continue to help us feel like we can connect on a human level. So I'm really excited and optimistic about it.
Wow. Okay, looking forward to that. Laura, thank you so
thanks
much.
Thanks, Manoush.
This was great. Hugs.
Thanks.
You are listening to Laura Miele at TED Next in 2024. If you're curious about TED's curation, find out more at TED.com/curation guidelines. And that's it for today's show. TED Talks Daily is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced and edited by our team, Martha Estefanos, Oliver Friedman, Brian Green, Lucy Little, Alejandra Salazar, and Tonsika Sarmarnivon. It was mixed by Christopher Fazy Bogan. Additional support from Emma Tobner and Daniela Ballarezzo. I'm Elise Hugh. I'll be back tomorrow with a fresh idea for your feed. Thanks for listening.
Ever wonder what your lashes are destined for? The cards have spoken. Maybelline New York Mascara does it all. Whether you crave fully fan lashes with Lash Sensational, big, bold volume from the Colossal, a dramatic lift with Falsies Lash Lift, or natural-looking volume from Great Lash, your perfect lash future awaits. Manifest your best mascara today. Shop Maybelline New York and discover your lash destiny. Shop now at Walmart.
Welcome to Peloton, where change is a six-letter word that starts with you. But don't just be the change you wish to see. Work at it, run at it, lift at it, and even keep at it. With Peloton's all-access membership, you don't ever have to dip out on a workout, unless you're squatting. Track your progress, set pace targets, and if you're ready to lift, download the Peloton Strength Plus app.
Okay, this is the fun part.
This is fitness, but personal. So see you on the Peloton tread at onepeloton.com. Find your push, find your power. Peloton.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.